就很浪费，就很差一点米油，差一点布，多的是这样。The Shuknoch, of course, from a viewpoint of the calendar, the Shuknochite, and the calendar is first Hanukkah and then Purim. You don't start in the middle of winter with Purim. Why did the Rambam actually establish the order in a very in this strange manner? First in Purim, part of the treasures, but according to Rambam. Shukhanoch is a Chanukah Megillah, a Chanukah Purim. The order is first. The Shukhanoch, of course, from a viewpoint of the calendar, the Shukhanochite, and the calendar is first Chanukah and then Purim. You don't start in the middle of winter with Purim. Why did the Rambam actually establish the order in this strange manner? First in Purim, and then it comes the next year in Hanukkah. What's the reason? What is the reason for it? Yeah, the reason, I mean, it's not just a similar halacha you find in the Seder of Treifes. The Treifes, how did the Shulchan construct the system of Treifes? Come, Javier, many of you are studying. The Streifes, the Vas Bukhalov, first Chilek Yeredeye. How does it start, the Mechaber, and how does the Rambam start? It's the same difference. The Shulchanor starts with the head, Streifes Rosh, and goes straight down to the Tlofayim, to the feet. You take a Yeredeye and take a look. You start from the head. It means, of course, when a butcher buys an animal, so he will first inspect the upper part of the body, the front part, and then the hind part. Is the Machaber right? What is the Rambam Sidur? Well, the Rambam Sidur is completely smooth, it's a different story. But what is the Sidur? What is the Sidur? The Sidur is this. The basic halachas is a systematic seder. The main halachas treifes, he tried he started with the treife, which in his mind was the leading treife, down to the other, so to say, secondary treifes. So it's a systematic. In Treifes, the Rambam was guided by logical order, by logical sequence. We have many questions to ask, but the Vehime as a subject matter for the Halacha, it was analyzed in a logical manner. And it was a bit, for instance, Nikar Chumash Almeach, I believe. Probably from the first treifes, because this is the main organ of the animal, the brain, the human being as well, but we are concerned with the animal. Since this is the main organ of the animal, it's the treifes of the treifes of Chumash Almeach, or for instance, the circus, whose source is the lungs. So it comes in the first half of the treifes. But according to how many treifes, whether he succeeded in establishing such an order, which should be acceptable to all of us, is a question. But the order in Rambam is that the order of Rambam is a logical systematic. And from the Mechaber in treifes, it is the order of the tabor, simply the practical order, the way you inspect an animal. The similar reason for the for the Rambams and the Chabras, the same reason actually had the influence upon the Rambam, that Megillah is in Chanukah, Megillah came first and Chanukah next. While the Machaber starts with Chanukah and ends with Megillah. For a simple reason, the Machaber practical division is Chanukah first and Megillah next. The theoretical reason, we'll see soon why. The theoretical reason, the conceptual reason, I mean the conceptual order is on the contrary, is Megillah prior to Chanukah. We'll see why Megillah is prior to Chanukah. If the Machaber, if you say in the Seder, starts with the Eles Shimushis, having in mind the practical end of the Seder, or the practical end of the Kohar, Megillah and Chanukah, is that I should be able to look up in calendar and find out whether Megillah and Chanukah is. So you have to start, you'll start with Chanukah and you'll go up to Megillah, if you are guided by the calendar. But conceptually, is Megillah prior to Chanukah? And the sequence, the conceptual sequence, must start with Megillah, and if it starts with Chanukah, it actually will be trouble. Why? That's why the Machaber. Machaber is a Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam is not a Shulchan Aruch. The Machaber is clearer, the Rambam, the whole the Sefer, which contains Kol HaPerek Kula. Who will show Perek? Whether the Baal HaBos will use it or not, whether he will be guided by the Sefer or he will get confused, is basically not the Rambam's problem. Conceptually, it's first Megillah, next Chanukah. While practically, from a pragmatic viewpoint, if I want my Sefer to be used in a house like we use Kitzur Shel Noach, but the Rambam said that his Sefer is very good, very easy, very good on me for practical purposes. This is was his illusion, the Rambam. Is it a practical purpose, a pragmatic purpose? Is it you go from Chanukah, from Sukkot to Chanukah, from Chanukah to Pesach, from Chanukah to Purim, and from Purim to Pesach, and etc., etc.? But if it is not a practical sequence, but a theoretical, conceptual sequence, then you start with Purim and you go over to Pesach. Why? That's the main problem. I give you an example from Treifes. Just the idea, I told you to see Treifes in different ways. Rambam, Machaber, as a guide. Why is it? Why is it? Because conceptually, we cannot imagine without Megillah. The fact that he will have a mitzvah Chanukah is because we have a mitzvah Megillah. We have a mitzvah Megillah which was introduced to approximately 200 years prior to Chanukah. Why? Very simple. We all know the controversy and the debate between Esther and the Chachamim. And of course, successfully, Ma'amar Esther Kiyem Ba'Seifa. The fact that there is a Kiyem Divra Purim Re'ele V'Michto Ba'Seifa. The fact that we have a Megillah, a part of Kisra Kiddush, and the fact that we observe Purim as a Yontef, is due to the efforts of Chanukah. She argued Mizan Shet Neses Agdeva. Mizan Shet Neses Agdeva, she argued. When she won the argument, Ashkenaz and Sagadelo have accepted later Esther's argument. The problem was the one after the Sifu Aladomo, whether we have a right to add a Yontef to the Sholish Regolim with the Torah mentions. Halach v'Seisiv. So the answer is we have the right. How do you know? Bezos Chashmenoi was not great enough. It was a Bezos from Shachach Mechazal, but it was not great enough to decide this problem. Who decided the problem? Danshek Nesar Dele Vizestia. But apparently, as Purim is not a Yisofet. And Purim does not come under the problem, under the Mlafim, it's a Sifar Adavar. And if there is a mess which actually saved, which Because of that, and because of that, yes, thousands of millions of Jews were saved. So this nurse can have a Yom Tov Mishalei, his own holiday. I always see seafood, the Gemara says, apostle. And anyway, I mean, there are many reasons how to get rid of the objection of the seafood. That's what Esther has proven to the Achan, in such an extent, as in the Hila itself, it says, Batich the Vester Amalko, Basa Vichai, Mordechai Yudi, Esko Tekev, Vekai Nesimea Purimele Vizmanein. I mean, Esko Tekev, the people we observed Purim before the Esther's letters and the debate with Ashnes Adela took place much, much earlier. Sie sagen, dass ich das Beschwörung ist, dass die Hirte ist Mordechai ein Yehudi. Er kommt mir, wer ist ein Medina, und macht uns ein Schwer, sie ist schon ein Wemes. And they have accepted, Kimu, wie Kimu, ein Yehudi, mal ein Mal sagen. And they accepted, kann man, die Yontef und Purim. But Esther, apparently, was not satisfied. Or that there's not God, we was not involved in that. So there are Minhogim, which, you know, many Minhogim, which we observe, were not originated by the Besna Godel. Some Tachones were originated by Besna Godel. Esther did not want that a minute shall call Israel. It's not enough. But Esther wanted a minute shall call Israel, which was endorsed by whom? By the Ansmesser Devil, who came in Wien. That's what Mordechai did not succeed. The road to the shore in the Emmets, and the people who are using the Zaham, the Ramil, and the Yuri. The system seems a boss of his adorer saying, from his first day. It is true, it was a minute to the people of Israel before the Besna Godel has passed. The Besna Godel, let's wait us. The 120 is coming. Let's wait us, and Esther wanted, with the Vester, Amal, the Basel, the Chayr, it's called take if we can, as we get us a Purim Adereen. It's called take it means that she wants the consent of the Besna Godel. And she didn't get it yet. So she demanded it, and had it with Ruach, with the Moreh. Esther wrote to them, Kibbuluni Vederes, declare Purim as a Yom Tov Vederes forever. And don't worry about lazy people. Of course, there was a Vikuach, and we don't know exactly what the arguments were pro and con. I mean, maybe you can't learn in Esther and the Shishi, Mayor, Western Skenim. But the history is Umam, the positive was Umam or Esther, her insistence and her argument with the best Nagoru, Kiyam Divriya Purim Erech, has endorsed the Takone, which was introduced before Esther got involved. She introduced Purim before the involvement of Esther. Kiyam Divri HaPurim Ha'ele, the Nichtov Vasefer. What did Esther do? Esther demanded two things. One, that the Besna Godel should consent, give his consent to Purim. To give his basically support Tashit HaRambam. But it's not the time now. If it is both Besna Godel and the mayor of Ushmeni of Besson, the Eve, Thornton Skenin, from that Nessar River to Hem Kamani Vig, and on top of it, there is a Heske from Kol Yisroel, there is no Besson can remove it. I feel that Besson was Godel, the Chochm of the Minyan cannot shake this structure. This structure is fine. If both elements are present, the element from Besna Godel and the second element from Kabbalah's Kol Yisrael. Mordechai had the Kabbalah's Kol Yisrael. Kimu v'kibu ha'yudim aleyhem v'azaram. It's in Ram Shite in Perek Beis Miches Mamrem. Perek Beis Miches Mamrem. Mordechai wrote a letter v'yiseisim v'simei ha'purim ha'ele v'zmaneyem בזמניהם, כאשר קיים עליהם מרדכי יהודי ואסתר מאותו. היא קבולס, הקבולס הציבור בזרקה פריטיון תפקפוי. וניגעתם, קיימו וקיימו היהודים עליהם. But the Belgian was not involved in that. And Esther didn't like it. Then after, Kashatina Lachan was Zahom, the Latemis was that person. So it was Latif to West, and before that, Latif to West, the Bas of Achael, Esco take if Likai, Messiger, Sapu, and Machine is as is. It means she was not satisfied with the Takone from Mordechai. She wanted to have a Takone from Bezna Godo. As it gives Esco take if. The Takone should be the strongest by it. Not just the Takone, it should be Esco take if. But I wanted that Bezna Godo should underwrite it. If Bezna Godo doesn't underwrite it, I'm not sure that Purim will continue like that. Then here goes Chazal say, and then she wanted something else. That the Megillah Esther should be apart from Kisra Kiddush. This is more of a sensation than the Purim. The Takonis Purim through the Bezna Godo. It's a real prosecutor. Mamar Esther Kiyam is the real Purim Ayre. Elevated the Purim from Mine Kol Yisroel to Takonas Bezna Godo, to the Takonis Ransh Knesset Dere. That's number one. Purim can never be moved anymore. That's called take it, it is the strongest. The time is the Purim Ayre, and the Nichtov Basifa. And she won another point with the Chachamim, namely, as the text of the Megillah is Kisra Kiddush Beruach HaKiddush, and has the same Kiddush, what shall I tell you? Like Yishayo, Yirmiyo, or perhaps the same Kiddush from Sesei Chabreishis, or Dvorim. There is a Kiddush Sefer Torah, but the Shem HaKiddush, or Kisra Kiddush, is no difference between Achashverosh, Yiras Achashverosh, is Megillah Esther, and or Breishis Bolotim Shemayim Yisoretz. The contents differ. Of course, I keep on saying it. The mitzvah Talmud Teres. What Talmud Teres includes Teres Shabbat Teres and Teres Shabbat. Whatever is nichter is miskadesh and became sanctified. And as Teres Shabbat has a kedusha similar to the kedusha of Shema Yisrael. There's no difference if I'll, for instance, you'll take a piece of plum, of parchment, and I'll erase with a knife or with scissors the words braces, the braces, the word, the Shema in the service, the Sassan Tiva, the Shema Tiva, not because of the Shem, because of Kisra Kiddush. You should not destroy Kisra Kiddush, and with the same razor, I'll remove The name of the Yom HaShvi, this is regarding to the Kedushas Aksav. Of course, when you get down to Talmud Torah, there's a difference between Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, or Breishis Bara and Shema Yisroel, or the Kasentes Ketevei Gamela Bayurim. It's a difference. Hayidus learned Noshim Nizikim, or Kotchim, that you get more schar for the Mishneh, or the Mishneh, or for the Pasuk in Bayikro. Then he would get for trying to understand Achashverosh, Achashverosh, strange Jewish. It is a part, the more asked why the Achashverosh is Jewish, it's a part of Talmud Torah, true. To understand whatever is written in Megillas Esther, to understand not only the whole, the structure of the Nes as a whole. No, not only that. To understand the motivations which caused Achashverosh to do so, or even caused Haman to do so, is also Talmud Torah. I don't say it's not Talmud Torah. I'll have to think in terms of intrigue and falsity. Haman, what else? But this is the mitzvah, to understand. Tirosh Beksav, and Tirosh Beksav begins with Breishis Bara, and ends with the Pasukim Keles, or Torah Megillas Esther. This is, but you couldn't say that this is the same award which will be granted to one who sits at night who studies Sabinus in Makipurim or a Pirate in Ezekiel, a Pirate on the heart, tough Gemara in Ezekiel, and he breaks it down and opens up a new horizon in Teresh Baal Peh. Will get just as the schar will be just like the schar of somebody who studied very well Megillas Esther. It's a mitzvah, but you don't have to say that Ahasuerus is such an important person as the Rambam. No doubt, but this is in Talmud Torah. But when it comes not to Talmud Torah, to Kedusha Sachevze, to the Kedusha of the parchment, of the inn, with regard to which you say the Sassan Kiva Yashem Rekechem, the grace is born of Kimis HaShemayim Yisroretz, or Shemayim Yisroel Hashem Lekin HaShem Lechod, just as Kodesh, not more than the parchment on which we assess the Nechtro. Anyway, this is Maim Arrest HaKiyam Diva Purim Ha'ele, Ve'nichtol Vasefer. It means Megil Sester is not a story, but Megil Sester is a part of Dvar Hashem. This is Nichtol, that's what Esther, so Esther is responsible for Purim. If not for Esther, who knows what Purim would have been, Tashgoch would have not allowed the Megil Esther to be declared as a part of the Ksuvim. Therefore, when 200 years later, the Bezn Hashminoi came, 200 years later, and the next Hanukkah took place, the event of Hanukkah took place, with the happening actually took place, so the Bezn Hashminoi, he had no need to convince the Chachomim, all Chachomim, but that period, in that time, that it is possible and desirable to establish a new yontif, which is not mentioned in Tanakh. This is Hanukkah. If Esther could win the argument with the Anshe Knesset HaGdela, he certainly the Bezn Shel Hashminoi, because Hashminoi had no trouble to convince the Chachomim Bederom that it is possible. If not, it had been impossible, and it would be, and if he'd actually come under the rubric of Leis HaSifur, and Purim had not been established, because it's an additional holiday, then Hanukkah would have never moved from the spot. Because of Hanukkah would have never moved from the spot. Why don't you see what difference makes? Purim, you read in the Gila Hanukkah, you say how you light the candles. Is the lighting of the candles mentioned in Vayikra, in Shmeis, in Torah? And what opened the door for Hanukkah to become Hayom Tev Al Pedin und a Mitzvah to be practiced by the hundreds during the period of hundreds of years without having any mention in the Chumash about such a mitzvah like Hadlokas Nechaneke? Who is responsible for that? Purim. Esther's debate with the Chachmen, with the Anshikness Shadeva. If not Megillah, there would have been no Purim in this world. And if not Purim, I mean, there would have been no Hadlokas on earth in this world. That's why the Rambam is Megillah v'Chanukah. And interesting is, basically, the Rambam would appear, it's just a guess on my part, and it's one takwane. The two holidays, the two Yom Tevim, Megillah and Chanukah, or Purim and Chanukah, is one Yom Tevim. This is one takwane, when they introduce Maim Arrest HaKiyam Divra Purim Ere V'Nichtov V'Sefer, L'Deres. As if there is such a thing will happen in this event, a similar event happened, the name Malchus Hashminoi, Yivu Yovan, so already the Antichness Agdele, the name Kamanevim, together with Esther, would declare Purim to be a legitimate Yom Tov Al Pi Din, and the mitzvahs should be carried out. I mean, the same you one carries out the Reise mitzvah, Lulav, Sukkah, Shefor. This Takone took care already 200 years prior to the event of Ner Chanukah. ומה מרשת אותי עם דברי הפורים האלה, ונכתוב בספר לדרס. That if such event should happen, so Purim should actually guide you, you should establish, if you feel that such a yontef is necessary, a yontef shall be done, like Chanukah, so do it, and there is no yitzhak for this kol hador. This is your chesmigim of the Chanukah. But if Esther had not won her argument with the Chachmei HaMaaseh, the Anshei Nesach Deilot, then the business of Hashmonai was not strong enough and not authoritative enough, and it couldn't have introduced the Chanukah. No, only because of the strong shoulders of the Anshei Nesach Deilot, so Purim walked in into our code, into our Shulchan Aruch, and Chanukah as well. So how can you write Hilchos Chanukah and Megillah? Because you begin to start Chanukah without Megillah, there's no Chanukah. There's no Chanukah, there's no Megillah, there's nothing. So you have to start with Megillah. And if Megillah is in packet, you have it in packet, you're relying on Esther's Eroi, ומה מרשת אותי עם דברי הפורים האלה ונכתוב בספר? ונכתוב בספר, נדמה לי, חנוכה, הפסיביליטי, לא טוב הפסיביליטי, הריאליטי. בעצם הרמב"ם, ניחל, העידו לו את שני רקבנים, נהיית הקלנדר, can get it for 5 cents. So there's no need to write חנוכה ומגילה. Conceptually, this Chanukah without Megillah does not exist actually. Together with Megillah, the Nichtov Vasefer. Interesting is, when you read Chanukah carefully in Rambam, you see right there. Piyomim Eilu Heim HaNikroim Chanukah. Udvorim Eilu Heim HaNikroim Chanukah. Vein Asurim Behespet Betainis to give me a Purim. Why do I need this comparison? Of course, give me a Purim. I could figure it out all by myself. To make a Purim. The advocates are near Israel, mitzvah mit the seferim, to clear some gila. What am I showing? Next. כל שחייב בקריא אסם גילו, חייב בהדלוכס הנרס. ויאמר בקריטון בלעלו ראשון פיין. So you see there's an equation, the Rambam built it up to the degree of being an equation, that Megillah has decided the legitimacy. Atna Chanukah. Without the Takone Samgila, Chanukah wouldn't have come into existence. No, I don't have to prolong it. That's why the Rambam is of the opinion, Megillah v'chaka Chanukah. And he writes very well, he writes, there wouldn't have been a separate mitzvah from Chanukah if Megillah wouldn't have become a reality 200 years prior to the next Hashmonaim, and there would be no issue of Aviris. And Chanukah, if the Megillah would not have been in existence. Because Purim is also of Aviris, is Chanukah also of Aviris. That's what he says. He means everything in Chanukah is a copy of Purim. That's all that matters. It is an imitation of Purim. Without this imitation, Purim Chanukah would not have come into this world. Is Chanukah Megillah and Rambam not completely superfluous? I mean, Chanukah ואחר כך מגילה ואחר כך חנוכה has a good ground, good reason to continue like that, because spiritually as far as ritual is concerned, in new mitzvahs, this Chanukah is Megillah is the origin, and Chanukah is just a copy. Now I'll ask you something else. And something else he did which we don't notice. Megillah and Chanukah, Chanukah doesn't mention anything about the Megillah. The Bible says, Gozel Zera Israel, Israel. But in the beginning, his habit used to be that in the beginning he used to say, Hilcha, you should have said it like that. Hilcha is Chanukah, not a Tirus Chanukah. Excuse me. Hilcha's Megillah. Got a Megillah. Hilcha's Megillah and Chanukah. Yes, we call on Shtei Mitzvahs Asei. Medivrei Sefer. Ve'ein on min aminyan. It means they're not in minyan tayag. What does the Ram have to say? He said it in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, in his controversy with the Bahag, that mitzvahs, the Rabbonon, are not to be counted among tayag mitzvahs. It's the Maisim Mityan Midim was 40 Moskva. Who asks him about Megillah and Chanukah? Megillah and Chanukah is both with Rabbonon, there is no minyan HaMitzvahs. They don't belong to Minyan HaMitzvahs. And if he thinks he should say they don't belong, so why does he say Yesh Miklolam Shtei Mitzvahs Asei Medivrei Sefer? Why does he tell us, no, they are Mitzvahs, and they should belong into the Mitzvahs in Tayar. But the trouble is that the Mitzvahs are only with the Rabbanan. And that's why Eino Minyan HaMiyan. This playing around with words, I mean, but the Ram wasn't that tight. What does the Rambam try to tell us? So his message is, Shomalechem's message is, Midiyah is formed to Moskva. Who asked him to form to Moskva, but he is Midiyah is formed to Moskva. Last story, folk story. Here the Rambam makes it in the same manner. Who asked him about being a mitzvah? Being a mitzvah, so you read. We know his opinion about being a mitzvah. And we know that the Baha'i count Chanukah and Megillah among Tayag mitzvahs, and the Rambam does not count. Why does he tell us here, right here? Here, the Chanukah and Megillah, he says, yes, but the name Shtei Mitzvahs. As if it's Minamiyan, it's okay. Because he arranges the Yad Chazoka like that. But he says, Veino Minamiyan, Veino Minamiyan, so why do you tell us this story? Veino Minamiyan, Veino Minamiyan, Veino Minamiyan. But the Rambam wants to say, what was this? Why does the Rambam emphasize that? The Rambam did not just write stories. Why does he emphasize that? Yes, the name Shtei Mitzvahs, which they should have been covered with Avgam Mishishi, but somehow we don't. So he's concerned. But what does the Rambam want to convey to us? What is the message in the Rambam? What do you say? But the message is the following message. And it does not contradict what I said before about the relationship between Purim and Chanukah, Al-Pedin the Nichta Basifa. The message is the following. In me and our mitzvahs, the Shittas Rambam, no mitzvah with Rabbanon, should be counted. All right, I mean, this makes sense. Many our mitzvahs have agreed with him. But the fact that certain mitzvahs are not counted is not only for the reason of the Rabbanan. That's why they are not counted, because they're not only with the Rabbanan. I'll give you hundreds, but quite a number of tens of mitzvahs which are not counted, even though they are akim midrash. Is someone able to give me such an example? The disqualification of mitzvahs from being counted in Tayag, in Tayag, in me and Tayag, is not only the origin. There are many other reasons which disqualify a mitzvah from being counted in Tayag mitzvahs. The races, but the mitzvah does not belong in Tayag. For instance,
because
Holland might be the Rabbanim, the races, yes, but I would be a simpler mitzvah. Huh? Zechirat Yetzias Mitzrayim is Midrash. Oh, you mean the Chelek, you mean a mitzvah? No, yes, correct. What does Rav Chaim say about it? Because it's not an independent mitzvah, it's not a sovereign mitzvah. It's a mitzvah which is associated with Krishna. It's not just Zechirat Yetzias Mitzrayim, just per se is a mitzvah. Like the Lulav, the first day at Yonder. But it is, it's real, it's yes, Mitzrayim. It is important, Satim, Midrashe, if I do both Krishna and Sriras, it's yes, Mitzrayim. So, Allah and Kabbalah say, Malchus Shemayim. Basically, it means that Krishna is a mitzvah which you count, because it has sovereignty, conceptual sovereignty it has. And there's no reason why it should be left out. But and the Krishna is more mehuder. If the Tzias Mitzrayim is counted, then in the Ram cities that Vayemer is Midrashe, even the Parshas Vayemer is Midrashe. Hakel Yofi, everything is in perfect order. But Sfiras Yetzias Mitzrayim as a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo requires independence, I would say political independence, sovereignty. And the Sfiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not, it's a mitzvah, but not a sovereign mitzvah. Not a sovereign mitzvah. That's why Sfiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not mentioned. Krishna is a sovereign mitzvah. Yeh Yetzias Mitzrayim, no Yetzias Mitzrayim. Krishna is a key mitzvah, the whole Shri Musa without Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim is dependent upon Krishna, but Krishna is not dependent upon Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is the second criterion of Rambam. First criterion is Midrabbonon, mitzvahs Midrabbonon not counted. The second criterion is what Rambam calls it a lapse bekolis. Rambam is a lapse bekolis. It means the mitzvah is in klal, it's a kium. But if nei atmo, the mitzvah does not constitute anything. So now you continue now. So the Rambam when he wrote Megillah and Chanukah, and he would have said nothing. So I would say, but they're not minamiyan. Why are they not minamiyan? Not because the Rabbanans. I would have said, because the mitzvahs are not independent. They are not sovereign mitzvahs. They are derivatives from other mitzvahs. For instance, you mentioned this before. Gemilus Eidoi. Eidoi is a mitzvah for Gemilus Chesed. Eidoi is a mitzvah for Gemilus Chesed. And Chanukah and Purim, the Tachim for Eidoi, is even Midrabbonon. If the mitzvahs are not separate units or separate concepts, it's one concept, the mitzvah from Eidoye. Purim is the Eidoye in the world. By reading the Megillah, Chanukah is the Eidoye, the Thanksgiving. It is not by reading the Megillah, but by saying Hallel. But the chesed, what is missing, is the independence, the freedom in a mitzvah to be detached from another mitzvah and still be considered as a mitzvah, a mitzvah which is important. So that's what Rambam says. And don't think that the reason for not counting, is because they are. Because they are not independent, no, in mitzvah before they are not considered. They are independent mitzvahs. It might be that down the root, deep, very deep in the soil, there is a mechaber from Kriyas HaMegillah, there is something which combines, not combines, holds in his hand both Kriyas HaMegile, Payomim Ma'ila and Echtolim V'Nasim, Choldei Vodei, and Halil. I'm Purim. The Gemara says, Kriyas HaZui Ruo. If there is a common denominator in Purim and Hanukkah, you cannot say it's completely independent. First of all, completely, you can't say completely independent, because if it's completely you cannot say. Without Purim, Hanukkah wouldn't have been introduced, correct? But once Hanukkah was introduced, it is a separate mitzvah. Not Yom Tov Purim. It's a separate mitzvah. They might have one root, common root, deep in our understanding from Teiros Shebaal-Peh. Common, namely, the root of Hidoye. So I'll give you a third mitzvah, which has a common root with Nechaneke and Megillah, and it's also a mitzvah Hidoye, namely Mikra Bikurim. Ramel is the Revayot Mitzrayim, which we read on Pesach night. It's a mitzvah Hidoye. So we see the Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Hayom leidus lahalo shabiach lefoyer l'reinu lah. So you might not think it's long, Ramel has to yach yobinu, amen. But still, it is a mitzvah. See, it has come root with no other mitzvah. So it's a separate business. You can say, it would not be completely false. Mikra Megillo, Halel at Lokas Aneres Bechaneke. ridiculous. But say there's something in common, it would be correct. Correct conceptualization. If the Rambam says, if the mitzvah had been with the righteous, I would have found him. It's never, it's correct. There is something in common, a common denominator, a common motif in those mitzvahs. But this would not have prevented them, nevertheless this would not have prevented them from being counted. They have enough independence to each mitzvah separately. There's enough independence to actually, and he has the right to claim a separate position in the Tayyat system of mitzvahs. The reason why they are not counted is not because they are not sovereign mitzvahs. They are not separate bodies. No, without Rabbanim, only the Rabbanim. Otherwise, you would have to say, yes, the Mayor and the Mitzvah say, and the Mitzvah say are perfectly qualified for me and Tayyar, but they are Mitzvah Rechefen. That is very nominal. This is the only reason. Very nominal because they are diversified. Not because the mitzvah is not good enough, or not dignified enough, or does not enjoy enough freedom, or is not, hasn't got the characteristic trait of being stubborn conceptually. No, this is not correct. They are perfect mitzvahs. But there is a technical reason, the technical reason why I don't count them. What is the reason? The Rabbanon, this is non-nefis. The fifth Darwin is regarded to the mission of Halle and the Gila. This is it. This is exactly, I want to say that you were, why the enemy, but the same is in the Gila or not? Take a look. Take a look. Yes, there is because it's not because of diversification. There is another reason too, because there are machshir in mitzvah. It is a mitzvah, Yehuda Chatzeret, it means what I do is a mitzvah mitzvah, but it's not a complete mitzvah. Because basically it is a heter from, a heter of a tzoyer. A tzoyer or Yom Tashashim. It means exactly, I did not even take care of me to look up in the mirror. This is exactly, Chanukah and Purim is on the meaning because they are the Rabbonon. Erev is Hamachter, Erev is Hamachter, not a mitzvah, Hamachter. Hamachter makes one refuse and so forth, but in Erev is not only because it is Rabbonon, who is it is Rabbonon? But there's another reason why they don't sound, the Rabbonon is just a mitzvah. I don't count Rubi Chateres or Rubi Medei for different reasons. Because it is a machshir mitzvah, not an independent theme to need mitzvah session of raising the challah every Friday and everybody in the Rubi Mishnah. Exactly. Now let me just ask you another question. You followed me after here. Now the question is, what thing about Chanukah and Purim? The Rambam, I heard you're being crazy, the Rambam. Abloch of Amir Smith, the Kriya Sanvira, number one. Also, best of the time is to Yom HaPurim. The whole Misha Chai in the Kriya Sanvira, Chai in the Mir Chanukah. The Rambam, there is in the Kriya. For the Chanukah and the Kriya. But are there actually two mitzvahs or one mitzvah? Finally, Abloch of Amir Smith, who are there two mitzvahs or one mitzvah? The mitzvahs are both similar and dissimilar. Can I say it is just a copy of Chanukah of Lokas Ameret? It's a copy of Megillah. You cannot say it, it's a different theme. On the other hand, they are common denominator. Quite a number of common denominator. For instance, what would you say? What? Where are the common denominators between Purim and Chanukah? Chanukah means winter and Purim you drink. All right, but it's not a common denominator. Unless you introduce...
Oda.
Huh? Oda. This viđenje se više i doji svoje ove. Ovaj. A masin je na svoje. A opet din. I da, a opet aloha, ja ima pasin na na strah. A pa izde, a samo gdje nam je to onak. A? Vidite? No, to su mi se izdomili, što što su mi se? I što su mi se izdomili, a aloha i nehameti, nakon kurim, a vajte da je to? Mi bolno, this is me, this is the common denominator, the common motif. You are right and wrong, both together. See, it is correct. As we are pursuing it, means a chiva sidoe. A chiva sidoe, I translate it. Pursuing it means a chiva sidoe. That I mean it. And it's a similar pursuing it, I'm pure. In general, where do you know that there is pursuing it, I'm pure? I mean, where did you find it? Yes, I did. No. But there is a yeast. So it's missing. Yeah, but it's not yet the answer I expect. Aloha le maite kosumini. Not the broche. That's correct, the broche is proof. What is the kosumini in Hanukkah? What is kosumini? This behemoth is the kosumini in Hanukkah is very strange. The Rambam, wherever he speaks about Hanukkah, he mentions Pasumini. You go to the Rambam from the Talmud of Hanukkah, or the basis of Hanukkah, is whenever he speaks of Hanukkah, of Adlokas Aneres, of Hallel, he could even far from the Hallel as Aneres. And in the end of Hanukkah, the Rambam says, the mitzvah of Hanukkah, mitzvah chaziv omeit, very lovely mitzvah. We used to enjoy it around the light in the camera. I feel my fingers. It's not so chavivo, but it didn't have to answer. Mitzvo chavivo ad mei. Take a look in the last halacha, in your Hanukkah. The last halacha in your Hanukkah. No, really. Mitzvah Chaviva Yid Ad Meod. Continue. So what does Rambam say? What does Rambam say? In those few words. What does he say? The mitzvah is not at Lokas Aneres, because are means. The mitzvah is to pursue mitzvah. What is the topic in the mitzvah of Nechanukah? What is the topic of Asluwe? The first day on Tech. What is the topic? Of course, Hallel. But he wouldn't say that this is the theme of mitzvah from Hallel. He used to say Hallel, sir. But it, what is the theme of mitzvah? What do you say? Simply to hold the Luwe. That's all. Period. It might be that when I hold the Ruhr, the first day of Sukkot, with the Reise, there's a theme of Sidoe. But it's not a theme, you wouldn't say that the Ruhr of Sukkot, the first day of Sukkot, with the Reise, is a theme from Persona Pilsman Hill. Have you ever heard it? But this does not reject the idea that there is a theme of Sidoe. But the Sidoe should be the story of peace. Absolutely, it is ridiculous. The same in Sukkot. Mr. Sukkot, there might be Mr. Sukkot. I feel from the talking about this book. It might be, I don't say it isn't. But the theme Sukkot is not in it. And it might be the cinema right, and the thing is peace. But from that thing, when we think about the problem in logical terms, we come to the conclusion, to the final conclusion, that the Jewish kids don't make up the mitzvah. They would kavone, but they don't make up, I'm serious, don't make up the mitzvah. What makes up the mitzvah? I don't know. The sitting itself, the mechanical sitting. But the Rambam says mitzvah, mechanical, you now let it go down to Purim. There's no doubt about it. I've never had any doubt. The poor is a human doing.
I don't know, I don't know.
But in the woman, she says, Triosa Zulu, and the three of them, you know, is what talent. Here in Purim, I don't know, is a thing and mixed with Pilsen and Hess. But the thing and mixed is not Pilsen and Hess. I don't know what the thing and mixed is, but not the Pilsen and Hess. There are things in the Pilsen and Hess. But the thing and Hess, the whole structure of the mixed is not that confusing. A theme is an additional theme, but not the only central motif of the mystery. We have the aloha of Kirsuni mystery, we have only two places in Rambam, as I remember, I might have forgotten, in two places. In one place is Kirsuni Nisa in Rambam, and I don't think it's a lot, but in Rambam, in one place is Megillah ben Aksuvim. And the Megillah sister is not separated from the Aksuvim, but it's a role, a bigger role. It's a big deal of the Aksuvim, and it's not Kirsuni Nisa. Because when you have the Megillah contains only the Maisach HaShveres, it's Kirsuni Nisa. But the Megillah contains not only Maisach HaShveres, but the Megillah contains Maisach HaShveres, Maisach HaShveres, Maisach HaShveres, Maisach HaShveres, it's one role. It's not Kirsuminism. Kirsuminism means the exclusiveness of the Maisach HaShveres should be contained in the Megillah. If something else is contained, Kitz HaTeges, I'm not saying about Dvorim Chitzonim, but Kitz HaTeges, it is not Kirsuminism. But this is not the Kirsuminism from Havel, one should not say. This is not the Kirsuminism from Havel. In Havel is nothing else. The lighting of the candles is just an additional point, stick, stipulation in Havel. The film is Kirsuminism. The fact that in the house there's a Meir Chanukah who reminds everybody what kind of a day we are celebrating and so forth. It's Kirsume Yanis, simply advertisement. The Pearson. Kolamarba the Mishiboch. If we had the art of medicine, we would publish the Chanukah in accordance with the best methods of advertisement. Yes. It means the more the better. And this Kirsume Nisha is this Kirsume Nisha is the theme of Nisha. This is not in Megillah, the more the better. There are certain pages in Megillah, not to dismiss the Megillah. You got to understand everything. But the theme is not Kirsume Nisha. The team is, what is the team? Three of them is here. Not the fasting or the gathering of the MS. No. MS, what is it? Three of them is here. It says it for us. But it doesn't mean that this is a team of mixed exclusively. This is a reason for not introducing Hallel onto it. It's also Machlis. The Ram Bashing is three of them is here. Bachanike is Kirsum Anes. The only mitzvah, there's nothing else. Ablocha Tveres is not a mitzvah. It is an expression, I have no better expression how to utter my feelings about Kurim. So I read the Megillah. But the Megillah film is not the Pearson, the story, the telling the story. The Pearson is simply reading the Megillah, not Pearson. Vorai in the Chanukah, if he has no people are around, it's a question about the Chanukah, whether it's Yates or not Yates, or you're by Yam, or you're Yisrael, because the Chanukah without a Dua Saneh, there's no the Chanukah. In Megillah, if I read in Megillah just quietly for myself, everybody's asleep, I wouldn't say it is wonderful to say it, but you it is a mitzvah. In the Megillah there is the Kriya Samzileh, It complies with Christian minister, and we need sometimes Christian minister, not with David, just the Hatzele, but the mitzvah is a mitzvah of prayer, not Christian minister. The best proof is that I can read the Megillah, but even in a language which I don't understand sometimes. For instance, I claim in Hebrew, if somebody reads in Hebrew, he does not have to understand the language. If you read the Megillah in another language, if you read the Megillah in a foreign language, it's not understand. But if you don't understand, why do you read in a foreign language? But if you read the Megillah, Ashur is in Hebrew. You don't say, I didn't understand a single word. So I believe Rav Asher says, who are the astronomers? Do you know? If the astronomers are good, so even a foreigner doesn't understand a single word, it's also right. But the greatest of our prayers, do you know? In a word, that is the more I say. In Hamite, if no one says in Hamite, many people say there is no Hamite. Rabbeinu Yaakov ben Yosef says, if one finds himself in a boat, he doesn't have to light near Hanukkah. Because if there is no Adlok and no Pilsen, there is no Mitzvah. In Megillah, there is Adlok and Pilsen. As a Hidur, nothing else.
Where did
you find
that?
What? Because the teenagers will know when to bang him. this is a tune. Shlomo Homer is a tune. It's a million soil. It's a tune. But it's not the whole tune for me. You have got to listen to it. This is a premonition which is a Hebrew religion. It might even be a little bit there, but I don't care. But in Hanukkah it is Hainu. This is the mystery. If we could have means, better means of Pirtum, outside of Mechanike, the Chachorim would have introduced a different kind of Pirtum. We don't have such a thing. The highest form of Pirtum is not what I say, people don't say it. The highest form of Pirtum is to light candles. This is Pirtum. Mostly when we used to start, we used to have Pirtum when two people got married and they were at the mouth of the one. That the Jews should not marry at a young age. So they wanted to spread the news without antagonizing or irritating the mouth of them. So they used to put on the mirrors and the lights and candles in the window on the window sill. We still have the meaning that you walk to the hook of the scandal. This is new of the Midrash, but they smell it. Some mystery, some chinko. Then is the Adlokas Ameris is not because it was chosen as the means of expressing the net, because there were no better means of expressing than life. Reality imitation. But if the Chachomim has found another medium which is more expressive, more impressive about the message which must be delivered, it would have chosen that Adlok HaSameach. But I don't know what, I cannot tell you what it is. If the Mitzvah from Adlok is not Adlok, Kersume Mitzvah is the Adlok, not Adlok. Kersume Mitzvah is the Adlok. The difference. This is in Chanukah. But Purim, all of course there is a Hebrew custom in Israel. If somebody said, not to hire it, we say something. There is a Hebrew, no doubt about it. But this is not Gufashal Mitzvah. This is not Gufashal Mitzvah. And I'll give you, take a look at Rambam, you have to find it, the Rambam. The Rambam speaks with the two Magzor there. You see already how personal his relationship to Mechanica was. Mitzvah, Chaziro, Admei. Even the film has the... Maybe the dictionary used to teach there, but... It shows emotion which cannot be expressed. What by teaching there? The Rambam actually teaches Mechanica. Mitzvah, Chaziro, Admei. And whoever knows the Rambam, and the Rambam's precision in choosing the word and the word mitzvotere, they say, but Rambam means he is not just that look of the hand. The strongest and the most expressive, the best and the most effective. It's Pierce Manes, but the most effective, the most expressive is Adlokas Anera. And he says, Mitzvah Chaziro Admei, I believe him, he felt a tremor in his heart. The Neir is actually my song. Kilos Hashem is that of him. He's saying, the Nechanik of the Neir is like, the purity killing, which are arranged according to alphabetic order. Why? Because many happy is arranged 8 times. Every letter in an alphabet finds 8 verses in many happy. Why is it? What is the idea? The allergy. And the Gemara thinks he considers it very important. Alphabet is also was chosen as the capital to language to do 3 times a day. A day because it's alphabetical. And the only letter which is missing is Nun. Not for the circumstance. Why is the alphabet so important? What is it? The answer is, it means I cannot tell your teller. Because Aleph does the alphabet. And it's my happy Christ says it goes out of that 8 times. And still he's not satisfied. This teaches the role of service to glory. The same applies to Hanukkah with regard to Mary. It's all right, I have exhausted already. What else can I do? But the film is not the Mary, it's not the Midgash. The king is in there. It's not nearly that king. I've not said water in Beit HaMikdash. The Chanukah is not a mitzvah of water. I need to steal some to tell everybody. But I can't do it unless I use the name of the Chanukah. Take a look at Rambam. He said, the mechanic was introduced by Bezos of Akhmenoim as Kirsuminite, as days of Kirsuminite. The fact that Lokas Amiris is also a result of our desire to tell the story of the man. That's what he said. The key is the Halis of the Galis of the man. But the Chach coming to the day of Ova, the first day of did not introduce the Hanukkah, but the only Hallel they do it. A little later, they introduced mechanics as the means of our religion. Is pure mechanics, is pure. The Rambam here is Megillah, but it says, what is the reason? What is the theme of Mitzvah from Chanukah? In the first line of Rambam, Kriya Samgila, Bizman, or Mitzvah Sassemi, the first of it. Kriya Samgila. Not Kriya, just say Kriya Samgila, because it's a fast and a fast. Then say Kriya Samgila. This is the theme. And interesting is something else. The broche, why did this? After all, we don't say broche of our broche of ksulim. The goal of the ksulim we read another long time. Bruce, Keller, Rashiri. We don't say our mikro mizuah. We don't say. The goyim tells us to say on those mizuah. Basically, the goyim is very difficult. I mean, the Kriya from Jewish and Yom Tovim, the Hashem and Pesach, or Ruth and Shavuot, Kriya is not mentioned in the Gemara. So why does the goyim tell us that we've got to say a broche and say chayonu, all the paraphernalia of Kriya from Jewish are utilized by the Rambam, by the goyim, with regard to other Megillah. It's very difficult. The answer is, basically, the Goyim consider actually the Kriya from Megillah Esther, Megillah Ruth, Megillah Shirim, from the standpoint of Kriya Sayyochi, the Kriya Sayyochi, to read the Megillah, it will be impossible to say so, because you cannot say that Goyim discover five new mitzvahs, Kriya Samgilis and what is that, and Purim, and Kriya Samgilis, and Shavuot, and Pesach. What new mitzvahs? The halacha is that Kriya the Ksuvim is Mechayeles HaBroche. What the Takone, special Takone, we don't have the Talmud Takone. But the Takone of Mechazal was that there was Kriya the Ksuvim, Big Sibu, and they used to say a broche. According to Rabbi Yotam, they used to do it Pesach, not Ksibu, Shabbos late in the afternoon. It would be taken, there was Mapsi or Shabbos Gemirche. And what did the Mapsi consist of, Shabbos Gemirche? In Ksibu, not in Yidin. There's a special feel from Kriya Ksibu. No, when we read in the Gemara, we don't think of broche over the specific thing about Purim, which is the Gemara. No, it's not a broche about Kursum and Nisus. It's not a broche just a specific thing from the different Kriyas and Gila Tester. Because had the broche been related, to the thing from Gila Tester, so he would have said in the broche, as a Shalom and Tester, it's one of our micro Gila Tester. He doesn't say it, he's never heard such a mitzvah. Because now the fear of the Yochid is hearing. The broch is not related to fear of Yochid. But to a mighty Kriya B'Tzibu, for instance, we have Kriya B'Tzibu in the morning. Kriya Tatera. So what do you see a broch? A broch, a bonach. From the broch, what do you see the broch of the word? Not a over the Kriya of Yochid to hear Kriya Satira. Over the Kriya Satira to Tera Satmo requires a broche to stand with Tzibu. It's not a Kriya of Yochid, it's a Kriya Tzibu. And Tzibu requires a broche. The same applies to Purim, to the Megillah. It's not a broche over the Kriya, which every Yochid is higher. Because the mighty Kriya of Tzibu, it's a Kriya Vakim from Ksuvi. The Mitzvah Kriya, Kriya from Gila and Purim is a Mitzvah from Kriya Ksuvi in Mitzibu. But on Purim, there's a Mitzvah. On Mitzvah, Gila Shavuot, on Shira Shirim, you don't know. But going to Mitzvah, there was a Mitzvah.
But the boat is not underneath here. If you go underneath here, the Isha wouldn't have been able to save the boat. But in some of the Isha, the boat is built to Katera. And in that time, we used to say, the boat has a Hefte Shalim Mutera, not a Hefte. Hefte. And this Hefte Shalim Mutera is Halaf Shalim too. When you say the Rit Kriya Satere, the Rit Kriya Satere, you say a brocha, you read Nibu and you give a novice, you say a brocha, after it, just so because you say a brocha, you read Ksudim, you say a brocha. Remember, the difference is as to the time. Say Satere, you read every week, more than once, Mapsir once a week, Ksudim also once a week, and to Mircha only. The broche is not a broche from Siyam HaMitzvah, from Ayochi, but from Kriya B'Tzibur. Kriya B'Tzibur. Then, there's another halacha. As the Ayochi Yochai B'Tzibur, the Ayochi, I say the broche is not only B'Tzibur, is the Rari Shemi. The Rari Shemi is not true. The Rari Shemi, that we say, that Ayochi the reason is here to say a broche. Reine. A broche is only not a broche l'acher. The Gisha are minor, not to say a broche l'acher. Adon is the name of, if there is no minor, you should know. But if the broche is only the same as the one on Mitra Megillo, it is only the Tzibur, not the Yochitra. Because according to those opinions, that the broche is a king, is a king from three of the Tzibur, not like Mizile, like Lulev or Stuke. Shafufi Vagavre. Three in Tzibur, because the broche is not because Shafufi Vagavre. The three in Tzibur require the broche. Because the Talmud Torah consists in studying Zera Shemesha, Novi, and Ksuvim. And you have this Zera. You have Zera Shemesha in the morning, Zera Shemesha, and you have after High Shabbos, you have Ksuvim Shabbos before Mircha, and you have also Ksuvim Ampurim. I can't remember anymore. Even the young team with Ampurim. All those Kriyas, the Kriyas and Teres about this and Teres of Ekshav, all those Kriyas are accompanied by what? The Broche. It's not Kisim and Mitzvah and Kisim and Mitzvah, it's Broche and Teres of Ekshavim, but Ampurim is certainly that there is Broche and Teres of Ekshavim. That's what I'm saying, Kriyas and Gilad is the Manu. Mitzvah Sassay Megivray Sefer. It's not Kosovo, it's Kriya Samgila Bizmano. All right, what time is now? Yes. Now, one thing which I would like to have. Kriya Samgila Bizmano, Mitzvah Sassay Megivray Sefer. What is a Bizmano? The Rambam never the Rambam saying Mitzvah Surah Bizmano as the Medivret Midvar Teres. There was no need for him to say so. If he say Mi'achayv Mitzvah Surah Bizim Rishi Shofat, it's okay. I don't say it Mitzvah Surah Bizmano. I don't. The only place where the Rambam says in the definition of In terms of definition, if there hadn't been terms of definition, I wouldn't care. But the terms define the very essence of the mitzvah is expressed. And Ram has the Gila, he has to be the man. The answer is simple. Because Megillah has many days. Megillah Nikras, the first Mishnah in the Shnayis, and Megillah Nikras be Yud Gimel, be Yud Dalet, be Tetzvot, it means the 14th and the 40s and the 50s, and the Yom HaKriya, Monday or Thursday, Yom HaKnisa, Yom HaKriya, every, before Purim. That means Bizmaneya, Bizmano, because there's not Yom HaKriya, as the Rambam says, Zmanim Harbe, Tiknu Chachamim. Jesus mag kriyoto zmanim harbe tichtu lechachamim. Shenema bizmaneya. Beilohim zmanei kriyoto. Zmanim kefeshaymo. 14th in Yom HaKnisa, correct? And we said it here. Shenema bizmaneya. Beilohim zmanei kriyoto. This is why the Rambam, the very beginning says, but he's the one inundation, he's the one correction. Not case I'm giving this man, but with man here. This is the only correction. This is man here, not this man. And the Ram himself, and the Gemara like this, and the Loch Adalet says, this man here, this man in Rabbi, the Gemara says. The time is given me a full Mahira, this man here, this man in Harbe, six in Loch Adalet. And this is the only mystery which can be performed on a few different days. 14, the 15, and the 13 sometimes, and the 12th of the Arabia. It's a part of the definition.
So you can't learn that way.
I'm going to give it. Because it's man who has a signal. Is it all, it's completely the word, whether it's read with man or read with man here, is without any significance for the halachic concept. Or no, there is very something very important. And the youth may change a certain opinion. I will say simple. You know what Zmano is here, but you know what Zmano is. The Maknisi is. What is the Maknisi? No, I don't want to go in the province of the Maknisi. What I want is now simple, what is the Maknisi? Any Thursday or Monday before Purim, is the Bnei Aksarim with the scarcity and talent that can have can read the Megillah 2 days ahead of Purim. This is the Mishnah, the first Mishnah of Purim. Megillah, Mikras, the Yedrei, the Yedimun, the Yedalot, the test of Keita, how Purim is the Mishnah. So the question is, I don't know whether someone else raised this question or not. Is it Abdi Ezek, Ashafat Haki, Eloyim? And if one can afford, we should read on the day from Purim, which is the 14th and 15th, and not advance it to Yom HaKnisa. But if he can't help himself, so the Chachamim gave him the license to utilize the services of the Kfar, and he doesn't come into the city offense, to utilize this privilege and read on Monday before Purim. It's a bedevet, kind of a bedevet kule. Oh no, see the there says, Bizmano, Zmanim Harvim, Bizmanehem, Zmanim Harvim, and there is no kiyum and no hidu after reading the Megillah in Purim itself,
what I can do from the beginning of history. It is the duty of this man Abraham, the way I suggest, not this man of. But this man Abraham, the duty, is the truth. So the Ram wants to say that the Megillah without Satakhat, whoever reads the Megillah on this on itself, or on the surface, has this mitzvah with the same reward as we have the regular Megillah on Purim itself. Yom HaKnisa is as man clear, and you don't have to wait for the Yedalas and the Torah. If you say this mania, and this is what Nagamor is, man in harvest, if you remember. It means in the original Takonis, who was not the one man,